The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now to a competition to find Ireland's tree of the year. I'm joined by Tom Roach from Just Forest. Tom, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, John.
And what's this all about? Tell us.
Well, we're trying to get people across Ireland to look around them and appreciate the natural heritage that's at their doorstep. So we came up with this idea of inviting a number of people to identify their special tree. Everybody, I believe, has a special tree. I have one, and I know lots of people who have a special tree. So I approached a number of people and asked them, would they identify their special tree, write a short story telling us why that particular tree is important to them. And with their permission, we would upload a picture of them hugging their tree with their story. And from today, the nation gets to vote for Ireland's most lovable tree.
And that website is lovemytree.ie.
Lovemytree.ie.
15 different nominations.
That's right, 15 people. We have a nice gender balance. We have 9 males and 6 females. We would like to have had more females, but I think for our inaugural National Tree Hugging Contest, we have a nice gender balance.
It gives a new meaning to the word tree huggers, doesn't it? Put your headphones on there, Tom, because we're going to talk to one of the people who has nominated a tree, hotelier Francis Brennan. Francis, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you all up there?
We're all very well, thank you. And tell us about the tree you've nominated, Francis.
Well, you know, I actually am a tree looker. Funny enough, there's two trees in the country that I always watch when I travel. But I was sitting on a horse, which is not often. First time I was on a horse in probably 40 years, waiting for the camera to roll outside Ballyhannon Stables. And I'm looking over the wall and I see this beautiful tree. And I thought, God, that's gorgeous. Later in the day, I went down to the tree because the bark on it was absolutely beautifully formed in diamond shape. Okay? Nature was so wonderful. I was talking to myself. And then the next day, John Roach rings me and says, would you be interested in this? And I thought, well, there's karma for you now. One day I'm looking at a tree and I'm talking to it, and the next day I'm being asked to mention it.
And
so that's where I came into the picture.
And what is it about the tree, though?
Well, the tree is just, it's unbelievable bark on the tree. It's all diamond shape, right? It's an ash now. And it's probably about 60 or 80 years old, I'd say, or even a little more. And there's two of them, a pair of them, okay? And it's just the wonderful, wonderful nature, that the way nature has formed the bark. It's absolutely beautiful. And I had talked about it the day before John phoned me, so I thought, isn't this perfect? So I'm delighted to nominate my tree at Ballyhannon Stables near Quinn in County Clare.
Stay on the line there, Francis, because I'm joined now by former model and now horticulturalist Marie Staunton. Marie, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
And you're teaching in the Larkin Centre at the moment. How is that going?
I do. It's going great. I have 20 guys that I teach from, I suppose, 26 years of age up to young 50-somethings, I suppose, yeah.
And you're getting the message across.
I hope so, yeah. They seem to be enjoying it. We're out here in Malahide Castle at the moment. They do 1-day placement a week. So they're split up into different groups, and they really enjoy it. You know, it's nice to get the hands-on experience as well.
Indeed. And the tree you've nominated is in the Botanic Gardens. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the first Latin name I learned, right? So, you know, when we're students in the Botanic Gardens, we have to learn all the Latin names of the plants, which is quite an undertaking. The good thing, I suppose, about Latin names is they spell like they sound. So that was, and this was the first one I got right. I got my nice 100% in my first test, so I was delighted with myself. So it's always been kind of one of those that I'll go back to. It's one I visit every time I go in. Purely because it has the most beautiful bark. It's really smooth, glossy bark. And when the sun hits it, it just shines like somebody's polished it up. Absolutely gorgeous. The other thing, of course, it's a cross between our native strawberry tree, which is Arbutus unedo, and this is crossed with the Greek strawberry tree to give us this wonderful Arbutus exandrachnoides. Bit of a mouthful, but it's a lovely tree, yeah.
And what does the sight of this tree do for you?
It changes every time I go in, because it depends on the time of the year I go in and where the light is falling on it. I always try and go in the afternoon if I'm going into the Botanic Gardens, because the light in the afternoons, photographers will always tell you, morning light, very early morning light, and evening light or late afternoon light is the best for photographs. so I always try and visit it at that time. And the light just hits it so perfectly. I would love one in my garden. I have Arbutus unato. I don't have that one. But, yeah, they're hard to come by.
Great. Well, listen, Marie, thank you for joining us this morning. And to Francis as well. Tom, just a reminder to people, if they want to vote on the tree, they go to...
They go to website www.lovemytree.ie. And voting is open now, and voting continues for the whole month of October. And at the end of October, then we will see who has most votes. So please, everybody, get in there and vote for your favourite tree, and use your social media to broadcast it far and wide, because we want people all over the world hugging trees, because trees are priceless.
And the Irish Tree of the Year, the winner then goes forward to the European Tree of the Year competition.
That's correct, John. The winner goes forward as Ireland's nomination for European Tree of the Year 2015, which takes place in February 2015. And it's a very, very wonderful initiative. It goes right across Europe, and this year just 20 countries taking place.
God bless the tree huggers. That's what we say. Tom Roach, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much,
good
John.
Good luck with the search for an Irish tree of the year.